We have 30 minutes left. I enjoy us taking the time to share because it's a lot of it is for our own physical body because it receives the vibrations of your voice and the vibrations of the voices of others. And of course, there's always a part of me that's like, I can just keep going, but but I'll save some for next month. My crown is very, very open right now. So I'd like to know from each of you, if possible, how that felt and what you noticed happening.
Hey, I don't know if you hear me well with that thing.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Thank the universe, but thank you, sister. This is what I feel. Like, and we know each other since so long, then when every time you feel the energy like transcending and transforming and like getting more love into it, you make like, and I am the same. So most of the time when you're doing that, I'm laughing with you. This is our like sharing love energy, like what could it be between two souls? But if I can talk about like the feeling at the end, because I cannot talk from A to Z for now, but the feeling at the end when you the last words you use before we open to share, I felt my heart like I felt the physical part, but I felt like the physical energy, I can say, like front to back and side to side.
Like
I wasn't just into a body no more. I was like feeling that heart of the source, I can say, through me. This is what I can describe. But I have a lot of things that my ego was like,
of course.
Oh, I would like to say something because I know she's going to be able to help me to understand that. And my soul or your soul or the source is answering to that. You don't need to have answers. You just need to receive love. And I was like, okay. And I had this pain in my neck on the right side coming on and off since a couple of months, since I accept to really connect with the God within, you know, like what God wants to live through me, that I can say.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have my right side of my neck, like it could be like just on surface, but it could be so strong. And while we were doing the middle of the meditation or work or healing process, I felt coming back and coming back. I think it's when you said something, it's when we were in the source part. But you said something I don't remember, so it will come probably more clear because now it's my mind trying to analyze again.
The pain came.
Yeah. But why we were asking from the source to teach us how to put love back in there, but it's like into you said something too dark or something like that, and it's just like block, and I was like, hey, relax, we all one, you know. So it did contract, but I felt something like really like, how do you say that? Trying to control and blocking me from receiving that love.
Yeah. So that's a really good example of a place where there's trapped energy, right? Mm-hmm. And it reacts. The defense structure around it is reacting. Mm. And then it's like, then we're having the pleasure of being like, there's space. You know, it's not just like, oh, my neck, oh my God. Like, it's kind of like, oh, that's happening. Oh,
yeah.
We do this and that starts happening. Interesting, you know? And then even just you having that moment of like kind of shifting it like, hey, I love you. So that's awesome. It's like,
because really, it's still there, but it's not as there as it.
Yeah, no, of course. Like, it'll calm down as we're, you know, not like, it doesn't feel like it's being honed in on anymore.
This is crazy though. It's almost like this pain is almost becoming like a person by itself. A person somewhere there in my neck. You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this thing? Okay, I'm gonna give you love. And you have to trust and you have to be with me because we are together. But that was crazy. It was I don't know, like a little something there, like I don't know this part, like I don't know this being there, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
But it's probably what's coming up right now is like the same, sorry to say that because you, but S-H-E-T, to don't say it, as my difficulty.
No, S-H-I-T, by the way, not shit.
I-T, shit. Thank you. as it is for me to bring this knowledge from the source that I have so deep inside of me, like to bring it on earth in material words.
Yeah.
And it's the same, probably, I don't know, I don't want to go in past life, but just in this one, it's the same shit I can say that I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably okay, so that's probably going to be a really good one for you to hone in on and focus on while we mm-hmm. go deeper into the work this year.
Oh yeah, no.
Like the goal is for us to like actually, you know, get to know where these energy blocks are located and start bringing consciousness into them so that we can undo the dissociation and actually feel, which is probably not going to be very comfortable, but you know, so mm-hmm. so that's just letting you know, like, hey, I'm there, and I don't know if I like what you're doing, and we're kind of like, it's okay.
I love it. Might not be comfortable, but it is not comfortable to not knowing what it is.
Exactly. Like, how easily we forget that. It's like, is it really comfortable to be holding that shit for 30 years? You know, like, instead of just really feeling it intensely for 5 minutes? Like,
yeah.
Cool.
So thank you.
Thank you. Hey, it's very nice because for me, it's as you were talking about the neck, it made me realize, hey, it's true. It's not as tense because I have neck problem as well.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Thanks. And to say for me, it was an extreme moment. So Heather, when you were talking about the crown, I was able to feel it as if the crown was even like bigger than my head. Like, so it was really like a big, big crown. So that was awesome for that. There was moments that were very good. There was other moment where it's like if I was not able kind of to hold it. And then I came back and I just ate some chips, like, so I had a small bowl and then it was there ready for at the end. And then everything was, so it's like, okay, something is off here. I was trying to stay in, but it didn't work out. And then I was drinking the herbal tea and ginger and lemon. So I was like, okay, come back. So that mm-hmm. was all the opposites that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I know you and I, we met today. So mm-hmm. maybe that was kind of there was a point where maybe it was too much, 4 hours of going deep down.
It's le pattern de fuite, right?
It's true, the flea, like
just like, oh, where was I? What the hell happened? Let me eat some chips or something. Let me come back.
Flight.
But good. So you're aware of it. You're aware. Like, you know, we're kind of like, where did I go? I was there a second ago. You know, like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And if chips are the regrounder, so be it.
It's a real grounding thing. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Caro. All right. Anna, Jared, Jeanette, anything you want to share? It's not an obligation. It's just good to have a little moment where we kind of like get out of the flow and just kind of come back in our ability to formulate sentences. It's funny because normally the cameras are on, so it's like for me, like I'm. All right, well, yeah, I see you.
I was for something. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna put my headphones on. Today I had a lot of resistance coming to this call.
Even which is always a good sign.
Last night, I felt it a whole night, like 24 hours before, when I saw the calendar that we had a call, you know, Wednesday. This was last night. And I remember seeing it, and I was like, I felt like I was a vampire being exposed to light, like in advance. Like it was very, and that doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, I know that it's going to be a very deep and profound call, and it's going to really open up a lot of space for new energy to come in. So even during the day, and I know I had these thoughts of like try to make excuses not to come to the call. And I know deep down inside I wouldn't do that, but it's just like the mind would start to create scenarios where I was like, oh, maybe I'll do this tonight, then I won't have time for the call. Or it's just funny things.
And it's so funny to witness it, you know, more and more like, oh, my mind is doing this instead of you doing that, right?
Yeah. Was it? I think it was yesterday too. I had the most intense rage fit for an hour and a half.
Nice.
That I was conscious about, but it was one of those that I wasn't able to stop. It's almost like that part of me really enjoyed. It was like an addiction. I enjoyed being in that process.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And I'm aware it's going on, and I know what's happening, but there was like no way of stopping it until the very end. And I was like, I have to sit down. And I was dealing with customer support from PayPal, and so I was very very upset with them. And some things came up during that really opened up my eyes to some of the suppressed anger and
yes
stories that I have behind just like being a victim or feeling like I'm dealing with people that are incompetent.
Oh yeah, I have that one too.
And I felt like I was talking to a wall, and so I got very frustrated about that. But I could see in the moment why these things were happening, why they were. And it was like, it was a mixture of gratitude and frustration while it was happening. I was very aware of that.
Man, that is so awesome. Because so many of us, it's like, that's what happens. Like there's not enough space in us, and people just get like, they get like swept up in it. And that's like people that end up, you know, like crimes of passion of any kind. It's like once they're calm, they're like, I didn't mean to kill that person, or I didn't mean to beat up my wife, or like, because that's literally what happens. It takes over. And wow to the ability to actually be in it, still be in it, not be able to not be in it, but at the same time, not be it. That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. And I think that a lot of the suppressed emotions in you as we go deep into core wounds, it's like a lot of the time it's going to be about that, you know, like it's going to be about that kind of anger. And it's scary. And also, of course, we're afraid to feel it because we're afraid of what we're going to do with it. Like, and then it becomes like, wow, can I be a loving container that's able to let that like explode, not on others, but just to have the space to know that it can, and then I can be the witness. So it's like, you're there. You're like, you're right on that. You're right on that line, like of gratitude and frustration at the same time. It's like, it's so well said. So well said. It's like, oh, thank you. Damn it. You know?
Yeah. It was very funny. It was a very funny feeling to feel that with that scenario. Because it made me recall so many past scenarios where I was totally lost in this rage fit.
Mm.
And I would get like almost like a Karen. I don't know if you've heard of the here in the States, they call Karen like
it's like someone that complains or something.
Yeah, like the complainer, and usually dealing with like some kind of a corporate business that's doing stuff, like they'll complain at the cashier or something. And that's how I felt like with this situation. And I was for an hour and a half just on the phone with different people, and
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I could see stuff moving too. Like I felt stuff moving in the field, and
yeah,
I think like energies that are really trapped and restricted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as I was going deeper into this, this fit, I could feel my body start to contract more and more, and like more in certain parts than others. So that was very interesting. It's like mm-hmm. where I felt it, certain parts of the chest were more constricted.
No, there's like a bunch of stuff I want to say. Like one of the deepest things that we can understand when we go in these places and we start like having a reaction, like what the ego will do is project it outwards. You know, I feel like this because that's going on, you know, like because of that person, because of this moron on the phone, because of whatever, that car over there, because of that cloud, because of that rain, whatever. Like it's just going to decide it's something outside, right? But what's really happening, and we know this mentally, but it's like it's a whole other story to start being able to go into it, is like all that's doing is triggering something that's already there, right? And whenever we feel something, we're not just feeling what's going on in that moment. We're feeling the entire, like, I don't know, like the entire plexus of that feeling that we've been carrying from often even before being born, you know, but like that we brought into this life. But so for me, for example, when I notice, it doesn't happen as much now, but when I notice I get that flare up about incompetency, you know, like I used to have it bad. Like I would just be like, fuck, they're so fucking incompetent. Like, rah! And it would just like enrage me, you know, like it took a while to understand, but as I backtracked, and that's something we'll do like in the program, you go from one line of that event to a previous one, to a previous one, to a previous one. Like I got to the place where I finally understood that all that emotion I was feeling, whatever the mind was putting on top of it and fueling it with more emotions and feelings that were making me justified to feel that feeling, it came all the way back to a deep anger I felt at having had humans in my life that didn't know how to love me, like they didn't know what love was. So they loved me incompetently, you know, and that became this big thing of like, fuck, what the hell's wrong with this world? Like, oh, he's doing it wrong. He's doing it wrong. Like, but at the end of the day, like if I really, really went all the way back into it, what there was just this, you know, a mixture of deep sadness, of being hurt by people I love, an anger that they didn't know any better. And like, I'll tell you right now, if you're three and you express stuff like that to the people that aren't loving you properly, it's just going to make them lash out even more, you know, hence the frustration, hence the like, so just giving an example of like what's actually going on. And that's what we want to do. We want to like, we want to hone in and get back to that original thing. And for me, that's what it ended up being. It was like it's just this deep wound of having been misloved. Like, I guess I would put it like that, which we have all experienced, right? Like we have been raised by people that were wounded by their parents, who were wounded by their parents, who this has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So just a little key to play with. When you have feelings like that come up, realize you're feeling all the feelings that have ever been associated to that. There's no such thing as I'm pissed off right now because that happened. No, that happened and it triggered an energy field in you. And that energy field contains all of the trapped emotion and the feeling.
I had that thought of this morning of how I felt that my parents were, they obviously didn't provide me with the love that I wanted. And the frustration behind that, how it felt almost like a victim, like you couldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's like a core wound of not feeling safe around people.
Absolutely.
And I see my, I have a younger brother, and he,
yeah,
see his, the way he behaves sometimes. And I see this like very fidgety and like very egoic, like reaction up to like, doesn't feel safe. And it reminded me so much of my childhood, like what he's going through. So that was very, I felt kind of sad seeing that from my perspective, having gone through that. And it was helping me process that feeling of not being seen or loved by like a caregiver.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if you remember in the Five Gates of Grief call, November 2021, it's like one of the griefs that we feel is at the level of our soul, you know, at the level of the spiritual being that we are, it's freaking outrageous. It is an outrage to come here and experience people, the energy of wounded, how can I say this, wounded energy, that feeling like you're not enough. You're a being of light. And, you know, we can go deep into that. Like, it's like our whole egoic structures are built on having to accept that we are not seen and treated as the beings of light that we are. So yes, we all have a core wound related to that. Absolutely. And that's the beauty of doing this kind of work. Us gazing at ourselves more and more as that, seeing ourselves as the essence that we are. That's the ultimate remedy. But yeah, it's deep. It's deep trauma.
Thank you,
good stuff.
I'm gonna give somebody some time to speak.
Yeah. Whew. I don't know, we've got Anna, I see it goes in and out, so I don't know if you want to try sharing a little bit. Yeah, okay, there. Sure. You go.
Yeah, we'll try. I know it's a bit choppy.
Yeah.
But wow, what a great call. Woo! I loved it. It was so, so awesome. Are you hearing okay?
Absolutely. I was just repeating the woo. Oh, sorry.
Okay. I would say I felt a lot moving in my pelvis, sacrum area. Like it was nice. At some point, almost like it, there was like a cracking open feeling, or like a bit of a ka-clunk thing going on. And almost like, I don't quite know how to say it, but this really intense vibration, like this really intense, comme un vrombissement, là, comme un gros, you know?
Yes, awesome.
Yeah, and also feeling the structures kind of, you know, like trying to squirm away too. Sorry, Kemi is like fixing the door while we're talking.
It's okay. I barely hear it.
Okay. Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved this call. It was really, really awesome. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Love what you're talking about in the sacral area, because it's like, remember, like I was talking how the energy blocks, like the accumulated dark energy can only be in the unstructured fields. So that's the sacral chakra and the emotional body and the heart chakra and the fourth layer. So the second layer and the fourth layer. So, but they can be, the energy blocks can either be in the field, like of that subtle body. They can also be in the chakra itself of the second or fourth chakra. So for me, like it just feels like it really honed in that area. And a lot of the accumulated, blocked energy, like just got a good massage, you know, a good vibrational upgrade. And I think that's so awesome.
Awesome. Well, kind of like Lewis, I also had an advanced thing, like in advance kind of thing. Like yesterday morning, I woke up and I just felt so, it was almost like this really extreme feeling of like, I've lost my purpose. I've lost all meaning. And I'm just like, everything is dry. And I was like, okay, like I can have the lucidity to know that this is energy trying to move.
Exactly.
And so I was doing my yoga and it just like, I just cried the whole like 45 minutes of my yoga. And then as the Shavasana, just like letting it cry, I had no idea like what was going on really mentally, but I just felt so good. And then after that, everything was all good, you know?
Yeah. And that's so cool, because that's such a good example of, you know, 'cause that's what we do, right? Like there's a feeling and then a dissociation. And then we're in our minds trying to figure out what can I do? What can I do to change that? And you didn't, you know? You didn't. You just stayed in the feeling, and it makes no sense, you know. Like it's like we're doing yoga and crying, and it's like, and then you just never mind the whole mind trying to make sense of it,
yeah,
and just flow with it, you know. And it'll be interesting. Like probably that's kind of one of the, I don't know how to describe this. Like the conclusions generated by the defense structure of like, it's empty. My life has no meaning. Who cares? What's the use in even trying? Like that kind of thing, like that totally sounds like the conclusion a defense structure gets to, you know, like for someone else, it'll be like, everyone's out to get me. They're all fucking assholes. I got to defend myself. For someone else, that'll be their defense structure conclusion, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, good for you for that space. You had that space of like, this is going on in me right now. Interesting.
Yeah.
And being with it. And yeah. Woo. Yes. We know we're doing the work when, you know, you can tell we're getting better and better at like, oh, okay, this is going on. It's not, I'm this right now. It's like, oh, wow, interesting. There's a feeling of despair and emptiness and dryness going on in me. I wonder what's going on. It's such a subtle difference, but for your subconscious mind, it's huge. You're letting it know you don't think that's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That's like space just got created. It's like I'm sad versus I feel sadness in this body. Huge difference. Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, calm down. So I'm like, cool. Yeah, the yummy call, definitely worth redoing. Like all these levels and layers and playing with all of them and like realizing that we are the consciousness. We can, as a consciousness, we can feel all of those things and not get sucked into, latched into any of them. That's the ultimate practice. Yeah. This is so cool. I love you guys. Thanks, Anna. So I'll take it. The other people on the call would rather not share tonight, and that's perfectly fine. It's 8:58. I just want to let you know that what I'm going to do in the next couple of months is I'm going to set up our sutra space so that we have a space where I ask questions and you can answer them. And it's just a process to help you kind of like excavate and uncover some of these things. And I'm going to introduce you to a way of getting to understand what the defense pattern looks like. Because the more you're clear on how it functions, how it goes from this to that, to this, to that, to boom, the more you'll be able to catch it in real time when it's doing it. And that is an enormous key of freedom, is to start being able to catch the process in real time while it's kicking in. So yeah, it's something I used to only teach in the advanced program, but it's not happening anymore. We're bringing it into this program because the advanced program is, I don't know, it's gonna transform, it's gonna change. So nice to see you. Yeah. So I look forward to that. And I'm really hoping I can at least get you some questions and ideas to work with before we actually get on the next call, just so you can start, like, for example, Lewis, that what you were going through today, that's like ideal to write down, to write down what the thoughts are while you're in that rage place. Maybe not at the time that you're doing it, because you're going to rip the paper apart, but like starting to become aware, you know, because that's showing you this map of reality. This is how the world is. Which is how you protect yourself from actually feeling the core wound. So just like start pondering a little bit. I'll send you a series of questions. Just start pondering, like, when I get stuck in my patterns, when I become overly emotional, when I go into weird irrational mode, what's going on? What are the thoughts? What are the stories I'm telling myself? Because these stories are threaded into your field, and you're trying to flow energy, creative energy through you. And it's like, it's got to flow through these stories. And we want to get to the place where we can like release the stories, kind of melt them. And then that pure life force energy, that pure creative pulse can just come in and out. And creating things isn't hard when you don't have a bunch of chunky stuff in the way that's trying to protect you from feeling. So, yes, yes, yes. Love you all. Very good evening. And see you in 2 weeks.